This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy. Globally, now more than 307,000 deaths have been recorded resulting from COVID-19, while there are more than 4.5 million confirmed cases. In the United States, more than 87,000 people have died, and there are more than 1.4 million confirmed infections. A controversial antimalarial drug is being given to U.S. veterans in VA hospitals, despite questions about its effectiveness against COVID-19. Despite the concerns voiced by members of Congress and some veterans groups, the Department of Veterans Affairs says it has not discontinued the use of the malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine, on veterans with COVID-19, but now fewer of its patients are taking it. The response to Congress was obtained by the Associated Press. President Donald Trump has heavily promoted the drug for months with no scientific evidence of its effectiveness, and VA Secretary Robert Wilkie claimed without evidence that the drug had been shown to benefit younger veterans with COVID-19. A recent analysis of VA hospitals' data showed hundreds of veterans had taken it by early April. The Food and Drug Administration is giving new guidance to the White House and data suggesting a rapid COVID-19 test might be inaccurate. The White House has been giving the Abbott Laboratories test to President Trump and top staffers every day and even featured the test in a Rose Garden display this week. But the FDA says it's looking at preliminary data suggesting the 15-minute test can miss virus cases and give false negatives. President Trump was asked if he has concerns about questions regarding the accuracy of the quick COVID-19 test from Abbott Laboratories, and he said it's a great test, a very good test, and it could always be double-checked. Find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News.